Ellen White continues to write. As the work of clearing land and planting trees on Ellen White's farm continued in the weeks of early spring, and the construction of her little home progressed, she stood by to serve in running errands for the workmen to save their time. Yet she pressed in a little writing. Starting almost from scratch, as it were, in early August, the men made considerable progress on the farm, and the foundation was in for the house. Her August 28th description of the little camp at Sunnyside is revealing. I am seated on the bed writing at 3:30 a.m. Have not slept since 1:30. Ella Mae White and I are the sole occupants of a large, comfortable family tent. Close by is another good-sized tent, used as a dining room. We have a rude shanty for a kitchen, and a small 5x5 storeroom. Next is another tent, which accommodates three of my workmen. Next is a room enclosed but not finished, for washhouse and workshop. This is now used as a bedroom by two men, Brother Shannon, my master builder, and Brother Caldwell. These five men we board. Several others are at work on the land who board themselves. Fanny Bolton occupies another tent, well fitted up with her organ and furniture. You see, we have quite a village of tents. She could write to Elder Olson, I have been enjoying tent life for 4 weeks. But tent life for her and some of her helpers ended in early September as she returned to her Granville home.